going on live. It's happening. It's Greasy Conversation Time in Las Vegas on the 44th floor. And there's a taco dumpster nearby.
And it's just dumpster three. It's not necessarily for tacos. People have been in and put babies in there.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, I don't feel bad.
And I'm not talking baby tacos.
Like, that's a specific, like, well, you never know. You hear about the street meat in China that was not, like, the real thing? Like,
yeah, it was rats.
Like, dog and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, unauthorized dog.
Look,
like,
I'll eat a dog if I don't know that's what it is.
Yeah, it just gotta be one of the breeds that you're supposed to eat.
I think you can eat any breed.
Well, with that attitude, I think that you can. I think that's a good way of looking at it.
So, like, if you want German food, you have a German Shepherd. If you want Mexican food, you have a Chihuahua.
Like, that's your blend?
Yeah, if you want Irish food, you have an Irish Setter. Like,
that's how you mix it together?
A little Italian, get an Italian Greyhound. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
I like your spirit about it. Oh, and Danny is here. Behold. Dude,
I made it.
Nick of time. Perfect. It's happening. Welcome.
What up?
Climb up on that microphone. We have Danny of the drums and Jay of the Radio Enterprise. So happy to have you join us, particularly today, because I have a stupid game. And, you know, stupid games.
I'm the master of games on podcasts.
You are. So this is almost a parody of one of your games, because it's so
That's
so
a nice way of saying I've ripped you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I like to take it, I like to, like, minimize it, like, bring it to this minimal.
It's a tribute.
Voice. Yeah.
That's another way of saying I've ripped you off.
Totally.
This is a tribute.
And I use minimalism as a term for laziness.
Right.
So that's how I'm decoding it. Dude, how was your day, Danny?
It's been busy, man.
Electricaling things?
That. And then just life in general, just busy. A lot of things going on.
Yeah, the Lisa Mack show was bitching.
Yeah, we gotta go play Zion tomorrow. So we're out there doing that.
The National Park?
Yeah.
Whoa!
And then I'm playing with another homie who, his song just got on the new Mountain Dew commercial that drops tomorrow, so.
What does he do on the Mountain Dew? Oh, his song got on the Mountain Dew commercial? Awesome.
So that's what I've been doing.
Wouldn't it be sick to, like, dirt bike on a Mountain Dew commercial, but also, like, have music you did on it at the same time?
That's the goal. That's
you wouldn't even have the dirt bike good. You'd be like, I did something else. So I don't... Yeah. Look, just the fact that I'm doing this at all, also. All
right. Just me starting a dirt bike would be enough. Just super slow-mo.
Whoa. Slow-mo makes everything, like, really epic. Even, like, a dirt bike not even doing exciting things yet.
Yeah.
So...
Not so much masturbation.
That in slow-mo?
It could, though. It depends. Certain parts of it.
Oh, yeah. It's not the whole thing. Just, oh, man. It sounds super boring.
Why is this guy taking his time?
Oh, it's a guy?
Oh, or girl. It doesn't matter.
I was picturing just super slow DJ Hood. DJ Hood. That's a part of the part, you know what I mean.
Not saying I've ever filmed myself in slow motion, but
not saying I've never done it, just to watch it. You know.
I'll sped it up later. I get impatient. So I figure, because it's a thing we do, we should have the Wheel of Wheels decide our fate and destiny and all that.
And sounds?
Yeah. Wheels, deciding your fate. And destiny.
Do these work?
Can yeah. These it, yeah, and we can hear the blend then.
We can hear the sounds better.
Blending. There we go. Just wait for me there. All right.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah, that's better.
You feeling it? Okay.
I can hear her now.
We can all feel and hear together. Wheel of Wheels, behold.
Wheel of Wheels.
Tension's mounting. The wheel will determine. It's write a movie right off the bat. Oh, man.
Write a movie.
It's
about a guy that does everything in slow motion.
Everything in slow motion.
It's
So many slow motions. Oh, I spun the plots wheel by accident. Let's find out what one of the other plots is. Slow motion for sure. Monster movie. Oh, that's seasonal. All right. That's awesome. Something knows. Slow motion monster movie.
In 3D IMAX.
Oh. Of course. I don't think I'm doing any more movies that aren't anymore. Like, what's the point? Like, I can already, like, look at flat things all around me all the time. Anyway.
I can look at flat shit all the time.
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Sound pissed about it, don't you? Blow at the wheel, like, gesture at it. Yeah.
Oh.
That was delicate. That was Will Smith. And
oh, Men in Black, I wanted that last time. Well, we can do it this time, because yeah. It's even doper in slow motion.
I think this time it should be Men in Black 2, Will Smith. Was he in Men in Black 2? I don't remember what happens in 2.
Yeah, he was.
Anyway, that makes it...
It's when he had to go back and find Jay. Remember when he was normal?
Oh, yeah! Oh, that was a false. Oh, yeah, I don't remember what it turns out.
Yeah! No.
I totally remember, but not really.
Oh, I wanted to feel like I did, and I did, but it was dishonest.
Dude, all right,
Jay,
can I take
spin
one
the
of
plot
these?
Wheel. Yeah.
Fucking dude wipes.
He is taking a dude wipes bracelet for those that do not have a video feed
totally.
Of what's occurring. Oh, and High Fantasy. That's cool. It already fits with Monster Time. High Fantasy. Oh, I'm
in
accidentally
slow
overspinning.
Motion with monsters? I feel like I've already seen this video.
Okay, male lead. John Wayne.
I got a quote.
That's gonna be some mad CG, because we got John Wayne up in here as a male lead.
Could it be John Wayne Gacy?
All right. Isn't that a serial killer?
Yeah. Well, that's a clown.
All right.
What kind of more of a monster movie do you want?
That sounds ideal. I'm proud of that. All right. So John Wayne Gacy's in it. Who's our female lead? Let's find out. Give me a.
Wayne Stefani.
Probably turn the monitors off now. Everybody in here.
Oh, all right. Yeah, more isolation. Behold. All right.
Gwen Stefani.
Do something at the wheel.
I don't know.
That's what made it better. I wanted something annoyed and condescending, specifically. No, but I like that this part shot the gun, because it was old-timey. Madonna!
No makeup Madonna.
No makeup Madonna! Whoa!
It's already a monster movie in itself.
This is great. Okay, now all we need to find out is where it happens. I'm spinning some settin' wheel. Settin'. It's gotta have a good settin'. Alien Planet! Well, that makes sense for monster movie time.
It's pretty good.
Right. Alien Planet.
There's a theater.
There's
suit.
Some monsters.
On planet.
And someone's having medical things happen.
In slow motion.
Okay.
Her facelift.
Total facelift sound. Okay, new setting. Also, additional setting. Because I'm not content with just an alien planet.
But the alien planet is pretty dope.
It is. Oh, also a bar. Dude, it's a bar.
At a bar.
Oh, like Rebar. This is the perfect time to mention Rebar. Tomorrow, Rebar on Main Street. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Ange Kerfoot, as well as Spacey Blur and Quasar and a bunch of other cool noise fun that will be a good time.
Is it a noise Rebar. Show tomorrow?
Yeah, it's like, I want to say it's like a noise show because it's not just about noise. It's about everyone.
But noise shows are fun.
And also,
exactly.
I miss those days.
And also every Tuesday at 8:30, open mic with John Gilligan.
Tuesday, 8:30, open mic, John Gilligan. It's real. John Gilligan, Tuesday, open mic. Where is it again?
Rebar.
Rebar. Every Tuesday,
Rebar.
8 p.m.
Excellent.
Rebar.
I'm really into Rebar right now.
It's pretty dope. I like the backstage. The dudes running it are dope as fuck.
All of this is true. So, movie. That has the Will Smith that is totally down with aliens now. Totally alien planet. What's totally. Our conflict, you
it's
guys?
It's like Will Smith in every movie every week for you guys.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like it's, I don't know.
What's his struggle?
It's Will
Smith. Why does it have to be Will Smith's struggle? It can be John Wayne's struggle. John Wayne Gacy. He's trying to, like, space kill, right? Are we trying to find the space killer?
Sounds good.
Is he in conflict with
Madonna? Then they find out it's Madonna's vagina.
Oh, there we go. That's good. And that's where the bar is, inside of her vagina.
The whole movie can be taking place in there. And then there's, like, a side plot of her living out her life, and we don't know why.
Right.
It's related at all. Like, why is there this Earth chick doing stuff?
It's like that scene in Empire Strikes Back when they fly in the asteroid and they realize they're not in an asteroid. They're walking around on that gross ground or whatever. It's Madonna's vagina.
Oh, yeah.
I really like the ring of that, too. I mean, I feel like celebrity vaginas are kind of overdone.
The ring would be the clit ring.
Perfect. But, like, Madonna vagina, it, like, rhymes. It's
Madonna
beautiful.
Madonna vagina.
Yeah, right? So, okay, I'm into this.
Okay, but they don't know they're in...
No, they don't know, and she doesn't know until their universe is wiped out by Monistat 7. Which should be the name of the movie.
Monistat 7.
Totally sponsorship!
Or the name of the spaceship that they're using to fly into Madonna's vagina.
Nice. Oh, man.
In and around Madonna's vagina.
The sponsorship opportunity here is
She's
going to
fucking hate us.
Well, she's going to be paid to love us.
She hates the United States anyway, so fuck her.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that motherfucking case.
That's why her new album tanked.
We're totally filming it in Puerto Rico.
I didn't even know she had a new album.
Neither did anybody else. That's why it tanked.
Oh, man.
Help yourself, kids. Don't talk shit about the country.
That's a bummer.
Poor Madonna. Poor Maddie.
Poor Madonna can't make more money. Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Puerto Rico, though. We're going to shoot it in Puerto Rico. It's probably already looking pretty alien and desolate in some spots.
In Puerto Rico?
So, yeah, stuff's getting sent over there. That's the news. But, like, babies are starving, and there's still, like, no power, and it's totally shitty in Puerto Rico. So we're going to film there and give people jobs, and it'll be awesome. Movie Studio Rico, get ready. That would be awesome to really do within a year, though. Within a year, we should really film something legit in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you should probably write that down, because you'll probably forget fucking 2 hours after this fucking thing.
No, this is like a record that I'll listen to and write down everything.
You should.
From it, for reals.
Because it's a good idea.
Note keeping.
And we'll bring Mountain Dew.
Oh, rivers will flow with the dew.
Mountain Dew.
So, who's your friend that has the music in the Mountain Dew commercial? What's going on?
His name's the Sober Junkie.
Excellent. Okay.
Excellent.
The more shout-outs, the more it's like a real thing.
So it's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
Excellent.
Shout-out to, who is it? Supercrew, actually. Super Crew from Las Vegas is actually the dance crew in the video, too.
They're on the soundtrack to the Monistat 7 movie.
Yeah.
So if that's the name of the ship, though, then we still need a title and we need a subtitle to button up that movie poster.
Monistat 7.
Party.
Monistat 7, here it comes again.
There we go. Your sinister face about it was the best part.
I'm really not a fan of Madonna, so anyway, we can smash her. That's great.
You want to smash with Madonna?
Oh, yeah. Everybody with wants to hammer. Smash Madonna.
Right. Maybe, like, when she was, you know...
In her prime.
When she's, like, holiday and, like, virgin Madonna.
No, when she was a virgin Madonna, I'd
Ray
totally
of light,
smash
right?
that.
Desperately seeking light. Susan Madonna.
What about...
Not today's Madonna. She looks like she's hit by a truck.
She probably was. She has
awesome
an alien planet
dancing
living inside
truck.
Of her now.
Yeah.
That's how they got there. Because of that truck had magical powers.
Space trucking. Oh, that's another good thing to put on the...
Space
I feel like
trucking.
The poster is done now that it has space trucking on it.
Space trucking.
Definitely on the soundtrack.
Yeah. It's a Madonna cover of Space Truckin'.
She ruined American Pie, why not?
Banana singing space trucking is what I would do. Have you heard about that Photoshop for Sound now? Where you can, like, fake celebrities' voices and it's by Adobe? That's what I would use it for. I would make Madonna sing space trucking. First time I had that software. The moment it's available to me. On that note, I'm spinning a wheel of wheels.
On that note,
I'm taking charge of wheel spinning.
I'm done with this stupid moment.
Behold.
Hits.
News! We already started talking about some news, so this is like...
Puerto Rico, what happened there, though?
Two hurricanes, sequentially.
That's cool.
And it's... I bet you if I...
That blows.
We're totally sending healing laughter, ideally. So, I was going to be, like, all preachy and be like, so, there's a city in the U.S. with 3 million people. It's, like, the size of the U.S. And all this stuff is not going right. But there's a bunch of water in the way, and it's covered in brown people, so it's getting neglected.
I would have said, Madonna's asshole.
Fucking Madonna.
Accepted. All right.
That is pretty shitty, though.
It is.
Her asshole?
Yeah, that's very shitty.
And a lot of it has to do with, like, places of... Oh, yeah. That's just killing shit. I'll take it all back to the series. It's hard to land there. That's the big, also, problem. They want to...
I bet it is.
Yeah. Alright. This is still, like, related. Hook this up. Oreo has got a record player that plays Oreos.
Yes.
You've seen it.
We did the story on the Rotten Comedy Show.
Well, shit.
What? It plays Oreos?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll pretend that I knew that and I listened to this show as part of my preparation. But I intended to surprise Danny all along with yes. There's special Oreos with like a groove in them. And the box is a record player also. And it straight up plays some music on some Oreos.
Are they still like $6.99 or?
Probably a few dollars more. It's no Crystal Pepsi. But if Crystal Pepsi could also play music, like that Metalocalypse episode where they're recording on music,
and it was
they kept watering plants and drinking the tracks and stuff. Anyway,
so that's dope. Oreos making fucking records.
Yeah, out of Oreos.
We can't even fucking make a record. Oreos doing it out of fucking cookies was.
There's a new Foo Fighters album with Dave Gough. Dave Gough, the bongo player from. Nevada. Bongos, Dave Gough. His band, the Foo Fighters.
There's
a new album.
Yeah. There's quite a few new albums, actually. I think it's pretty good. I like Dave Gough.
I liked it. It's Dave Gough. It's Dave Gough.
At his goingest of going.
4chan has a new album. I haven't listened to it yet. So, ta-da. I have no review of it other than I liked their last album.
Have you heard that new Christina Aguilera?
No.
Neither have I.
We totally have all these new albums to tell you guys about. So go listen to them.
Go listen to them, review them, and get back to
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
Go check it out on Spotify.
Reverse album review.
We went to a record store to buy some records, and they didn't have the records that we wanted. They're like, oh, you got to purchase it online. I'm like, then why the fuck are you here?
Whoa.
I was upset.
Did you, like, time travel to, like, a Sam Goody or something? Yeah. Do you remember Sam Goody? Goody got it?
No.
Warehouse Records was another one.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, Warehouse Records.
Tower was the best.
Tower was dope.
Tower was, like, not that long ago, even. They held in there a minute.
About 10 years ago, I think.
No! Because I've only been here, like, 8, 10, or 11 years, and it was... I had a good year with it, at least. Tower. Buy a tower. Buy record stores. Now there's 11th Street and Wax Tracks. Yes. Record stores that exist. Okay, what other news?
11th Street's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I like it there.
Oh, did you see the Saudi minister that was fired because of Yoda being in a textbook by accident? A Saudi Arabian artist... made a lot of pictures of historic events and stuck American pop culture into them. And the historic signing of Saudi Arabia into the UN, if I remember right, don't quote me on that. He photoshopped Yoda into it, and then someone made a textbook and didn't look very good at the picture. And on the page of the textbook talking about that event, there is Yoda. And so he was fired.
That is so dope.
But it was printed in textbooks.
So dope. Fucking Yoda.
They actually found the artist that did the art before it was used in this by accident. And he said that he chose Yoda because he looked like he belonged all pristinely, like all serious at this UN conference. And it does. It looks really natural.
That is too legit.
It looks cozy. So, that's my favorite news. And
that's pretty dope, dude. I really don't have much on news.
I did it.
News occurred.
There's other stuff, but you have the internet to look it up when you feel like it.
There's other news, but who cares? All
right.
I don't watch news. I'm not going to. I don't even pay attention to the news. It's all just stupid shit.
Well, you got
it. Other than the NFL bullshit. A little bit. I'm kind of tired of hearing that.
Yeah. What do you have a thing you just want people to do?
Just the players to kneeling play or the standing game. Or fucking during the fucking...
Just play the fucking game.
That was my favorite argument.
Like, fuck, who fucking cares?
You don't even need the national anthem before the game even starts.
Yeah.
Fucking forget it and play the game.
You're right? Getting paid millions of dollars. I want to see some fucking blood. Sorry. You're getting paid fucking millions of dollars to hurt people.
If there was blood... It would probably be safer.
I would think so. Yeah.
Like, they're finding out rugby is safer because people can't go at each other as hard without hurting themselves because of the lack of padding. And that bare knuckle boxing would be safer for people because you'd break your hand if you hit someone as hard as you can hit them with a glove.
Yeah, no shit.
So instead of concussing and doing internal damage, you have external damage that looks cooler to people and is, like, easier to survive.
Yeah.
That's the answer. If there's one takeaway from this event...
Quit being a little bitch. That's what I'm saying.
Appreciate some blood because people are dying inside. It's a metaphor for all of us dying inside.
But it is pretty
padding.
Sad. It is pretty sad, though, that once I start watching football again, they're just bitching about the dumbest fucking stuff. I don't know. It's dumb to me. I know it's not dumb to a lot of people, but...
are into the politics of the games more than anything
else. I'm just
else.
Not into politics. Maybe that's why. I don't give a shit.
And that's okay. It's a low politics episode today for you, especially. But it's a high...
Hey, you could go at it, Woz. You could go at it.
Go at half misconstrued, missing information, political knowledge.
Yeah! Hey, everybody else makes a shit ton of money doing it. Right?
So, I don't trust the wheel to take us to the game I want to play now.
So we're going to go do the game.
We're going to do the game.
We're going to do the game. I feel like the game is going to be entertaining.
It's a new game, and it's going to be entertaining, and it's called Guess the Sound. And you all can play along with us at home, too, later. Not right now. Don't distract yourself with that crap right now. Listen to us.
You have a lot later of bands on here.
Yeah, on the back of my laptop. Indeed. I'll send a picture to everybody of that so it's relevant to them later. Anyway, if you go to greasyconversation.com/wheel, then you can spin the wheels along with us, too. As well as guess the sound. We're going to guess some stupid sounds that might be really intelligent sounds. I shouldn't just belittle them like that immediately.
Car alarm.
Are you having a stroke? Did you just hear a car alarm? There's no car alarm.
I'm just practicing.
Okay. Are you done practicing? Are you ready for a real one?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready.
All right. I almost gave it.
Dog snoring.
No.
No, it's I forgot to tell you, it's not about being correct. It's whoever's most descriptive wins.
Oh, that's Madonna's vagina.
Oh, wait. It's
that
the
one
second.
Is that.
See, that would win because it was the most descriptive. So, like, if you tell me about, like, the age and the gender... And like the
well,
texture.
Those would be good things to know before we start the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, he starts fucking throwing shit at us, and then you're like that kid at school. You want to play a game? Oh, I'm losing, so I'm just gonna make up all the rules.
I'm gonna change it and take the ball. I'm taking my ball and going home.
You're You're not allowed to do that into my ball.
How'd you guys know I had only one ball?
I don't like you anymore.
We've heard those stories.
We're not friends anymore. In my ball.
Okay, so whoever is more descriptive wins, whether regardless of accuracy.
What? I take all the fun out of it.
Accuracy matters too. Oh, it was two different things. One was a nearby.
That is the new Washington administration going to visit Trump.
There we go. I like how it sounds like one person walking.
It sounds like a bunch, actually.
A couple of booths.
It sounds like a march.
It sounded like a rainforest to me, but
like a vivid palpy green rainforest.
Rainforest in the rain with like those killer fucking
lots of
frogs on it.
Killer frogs.
Yeah.
From outer space.
Venomous frogs. Ah. Just looking at you as you walk by.
He's winning a little on this one. It's accepted.
There was a dog bark in there.
I can't win them all.
The
cordial.
Poochie over here.
Oh yeah, that was a bonus Poochie. Sound.
It was a bonus.
That was sure. That would be the cash register of how much money this show is actually making right now.
Oh, too much.
But that's a win right there for me.
There we go.
I'll give it. I'll allow it.
I'll allow that to be made.
I'll allow that to be a win.
That was Waz earlier when he came in and told me I had to be a co-host on the show today. And he put a gun to my head.
I like also that it's a really little gun. It doesn't sound...
It's not the size of the gun. It's how you use it.
It's how threateningly you brandish it.
It's 22-ish.
Oh, that sounds way more descriptive. Is it 22-ish?
It's 22-ish.
But you're not describing the scenario as much as Jay.
There's no
scenario. Whoa.
Oh, I'm just adding to the scenario at this point.
You add the scenarios, and I love it.
I do.
You're a scenario adder. All right. Let's see what this one brings to us.
Oh, that's a familiar sound to me.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I haven't heard these yet. So I, like, should be playing, too, but I'm not good at it.
You're not good at it? Wow, the rules just keep on coming.
That's a rule.
Because I think I'm going to suck, I'm not going to play. Like, what the fuck?
You suck.
No, I'm going to play now.
All right, so that one is definitely a wine glass falling down a shit ton of
that
stairs.
That was the sound of Juan. That was the sound of Juan's over there with all the free drinks I get.
Juan's Flaming Cantina? Fajita? Juan's Flaming Fajita Cantina.
Yes. Sounds pretty bomb. I could go for some fucking bomb Mexican food.
This one is it's actually a wine bottle with a baby tooth in it.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell...
Who put it in there, though? Let's see. Who could put it in there?
The Madonna. Baby.
Oh, the baby?
The baby from Madonna. As he was coming out, he chipped his tooth.
It is one of Madonna's baby teeth that she removed and put in the bottle herself. It's vintage... And I win.
Silver plated.
It's vintage and I win.
Yes.
Silver plated.
She shat it out of her asshole.
So, it's silver. Okay, I'll accept it.
She had that grill a couple years back.
Oh, it's silver plated.
Baby grill?
No, she had her grill done.
As a baby?
Okay.
As a baby tooth.
Oh, man. Okay, I just wanted to picture that more, but it has to be a baby tooth. By the sound, clearly. Anyway, moving on. This is number 5.
Sponsored by Spunk Lube.
Oh yeah. That was my first thought.
That viscous?
Hey, he might put too much on. It's all about going down for a good time.
Spunk Lube.
It sounds like a bathtub full.
A bathtub? Play it again. I need to hear this Spunk Lube bathtub.
It released? Oh, no, more like a bathroom sink. Yeah, that's a sink full of extremely viscous lubricant.
Blood.
Spunk Lube, blood. We like to call it.
Bloody or muddy. Same.
Jeez. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
Oh, man. I feel
hey,
like
one time a week, you have a choice, blood or your muddy. Or once a month, my bad. I'm just like saying.
being educated.
I just thought Bloody or Muddy was like you just masturbated too hard and it started bleeding.
No. It's that one week a month.
You have a choice to make.
Why did God give me authority if I can't get it bloody every once in a while? Spunk lube.
You're fucking sick. It reminds me of clowns. Alright, no, not clowns.
Cabinets?
It's a fat chick eating a chicken bone. Play it again. Play it again. Tell
She's
me I'm wrong.
She's fucking cleaning her teeth with it. I feel like it's a fat chick trying to get up to get some chicken bones.
Jay, that wins because I can't hear anything else now. I felt embarrassed that cabinets wasn't very descriptive. I could not figure out what that was until you nailed it, clearly. You can hear the
it's
bones
a
ba-
it's
the
a
teeth.
Very familiar sound.
All right. Another sound. They're too yummy. I'm loving it. I swear, it seems like this one happened already. It's sportier.
It's a dude chick. It's a dude chick.
That's a dude chick?
It's a dude chick.
It sounds like little diarrhea bursts. Or like a squirt gun.
Okay. It definitely sounds like a little diarrhea burst.
Diarrhea burst for sure.
Alright.
I like that one.
I'm sad about it.
Oh!
Oh, jeez.
Sounds like fucking death.
I forgot that. Well... I knew there was a beep in here somewhere.
That is the sound of
fucking
the
death.
End of Waz's career.
Yeah, I'm so unhappy about that.
It sounded like a butterfly getting shot.
I thought that was you flapping.
No. I thought that was that.
It was. It went to another sound, and I was still dazed by the beep and disoriented, and I thought I was hallucinating flapping, and you had wings. And
I do have wings. That's why they call me wings.
Oh man. So that was
fly like an
eagle. That was either an African or a European swallow.
There's ice cream down in the shower.
That was
an African swallow?
Yeah.
So you know.
I'm leaving it at that. That's what I named my guitar after.
Has this always been here?
Yeah. And it was there when the house was built. Came with a mannequin. That had a lot of machinery going on.
That sounds like the music industry. Being torn apart because it's shit.
Whoa. You smile menacingly. That's what happens. It's the dawn of an independent new era. So there. I have to. That's not one of the guessing ones at all. I just have to push a suspenseful sound button every so often or it drives me crazy. So that one doesn't count. Now another sound that we're guessing.
I'm guessing you didn't get beer.
How's that one? Or... What the hell was that? It sounded like a bunch of bicycle... Like a handful of bicycle bits.
I feel like it was somebody chewing on some fucking glass.
I'm sure it was someone chewing on glass. This is like it's supposed to be for kids, and I just really thought, kids, check it out. That's what, you've heard that before, right? The sound of chewing on glass.
That's what it said. Play it again.
Holy crap! It really does. I thought you were just crazy, but I think. Hollowness. Okay. I'm
washing
horrified.
It down with some fucking nail polish remover, you know.
I'm still on that African swallow. That's going to be my funk
Came
album.
Out of nowhere.
That's what it should be.
African Swallow.
That's an excellent funk album. All right.
Somebody eating a cucumber.
Someone eating Velcro? Why are all these eating? Velcro, Nikes specifically, from the 90s. Also, there's like green and pink neon stripes on them. You can hear it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember when everything had those colors? Everything was
Dude,
like
the 90s were hella fucking neon.
Neon pink and neon
like
green and black on everything.
Just neon.
Neon and rollerblades.
Neonness everywhere.
Rollerblades with neon on them.
Oh,
Did
yeah.
you have rollerblades, Jay?
No.
Those were the quads.
The quads were the shit.
What are they called? I don't know.
Regular roller skates?
Yeah.
Is that what you did? Did you regular roller
skate?
That's
what I did.
Around?
Fuck yeah.
You were a roller skater?
My booty shorts and my fucking tight shirt. Better fucking
booty. Looking all pimp.
Did
Hell
you?
Hell yeah. Going to disco night.
On a dirt bike? Wearing roller skates?
I used to regular roller skate. I never rollerbladed, though.
But not...
I'm top heavy wads. It doesn't work out.
It seems like the other ones you fall over easier, though.
No, you get a little more support. I wasn't top heavy when I was a kid, though, but rollerblades came years later.
I travel poorly. I fall down frontwards.
Do you remember the shitty metal roller skates that used to just attach to your foot and then you used the keys?
Oh, yeah.
No?
Yeah, and then if you went down the sidewalk, they would if you did them right down the sidewalk, they would spark because they were all metal, even the wheels.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nah, I've never experienced those. I've heard about
them. You used to have a key, and you put them on your shoe, and then you just tighten up with a key.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It explains that song about the chick having the new pair of roller skates.
Right.
Yeah. I heard about this. What's weird to me...
I heard about this. Don't you go...
Danny, you seem to really like you've had that recently. Like, you had roller skates like that, like last year.
I go antiquing on my free time. What can I say?
That's cute. How many cylinders?
That's easy. Vibrator.
Okay.
Madonna.
I knew it!
There it is.
I didn't want to let you down.
with that Madonna drop.
She's never going to be on the show again.
Weren't you going to pass me a drink?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to, though. You can have this. You earned it.
Oh.
This is a Bud Light Platinum.
Wait, I got something better.
Wait, you want that? Stella Maur? Stella is like Budweiser of other countries.
I would definitely take something better. Oh, there we go. You're quite kind, sir.
I will Stella you.
I won't drink your Platinum. I'm not rude.
All right, because I was totally crying about it.
I would cry about it, too, because you're a little bitch.
You're worth it, though. You've sockied me up. I meant that two different ways.
Socking me up, baby.
All right, new sound. Brace yourself.
Maybe that'll be it for next week. We'll talk about our sucky adventures.
Whoa.
If you remember them.
Whoa.
Well,
write
well
that
the parts
down.
We remember. It went in stages. There were good stages. There were. Yeah. I think it was all one night. Could be
Surprise.
That's my neighbor. That's Jesus.
That's definitely a weed whacker.
That's Jesus.
It's so stereo, though. Whoa. It sounded like stereo bugs holding
weed
It
could
whackers.
Be a weed whacker, but then it also could be one of the... Oh, what the fuck are they? Drones?
Madonna's vibrator.
I was going to say, joke's on you guys. These are all vibrators. Chainsaw? Did this guy just go in his garage to make these
that
sounds?
That is a chainsaw.
That's definitely a chainsaw, but that's not interesting, so you lose.
Yeah, I lost on that one. Because it's in another engine.
That's definitely a high-powered fucking lawnmower, baby.
You lose that one too, Waz.
Oh, yeah. High-powered lawnmower race right there.
Why did my sound game get so Latino?
racist ass sound game. It knew I was in the room, that's why. And now here come the cops.
Good job, Danny.
Ass computer. Piece of shit.
Well done.
That's the PC police right there.
Why does that come after all the, you know, labor sounds?
Now a helicopter?
Yeah, it's landing on the 45th floor.
Oh, man, that's everybody after they've had some fucking Taco Bell.
Are we still playing the sounds game, or did this escalate? Oh, man.
Oh, dude, that's definitely like a creepy old hotel room with some old, snaggly-toothed bitch answering the phone.
What if that phone was really in here somewhere and it rang for the first time in like 14 years? So like we hear cops, we hear helicopters, and all of a sudden ancient phone rings that no one's touched. It's the landline. No one's touched that in a
It's like that. It's like that old Twilight Zone episode where the old lady keeps answering the phone and
right. Yeah.
Why do you keep calling? Hello.
That's what I was picturing.
The whole episode's about her getting harassed. Oh, you feel really sorry for her at the end.
That's hot.
That's hot. All right, fucking Paris Hilton. Fuck out of here, bitch. Shit.
My Pornhub search for that was really difficult to type in.
What, Paris Hilton? Or
no, old lady, old lady constantly confused phone. On the phone. Yeah. This answer. All clothing.
Isn't like, that like no a recent nudity. Search for?
She just answers the phone and is sad.
There's a great.
That was me.
Sorry, I want wands. I'm very hungry. There's a great.
I'm hungry too.
There's like a great drop, like a phony phone call that somebody put together using that old woman from Twilight Zone. And they just call this other random lady, and she's like, hello. And this woman's like, why are you calling? You called me. And they're like, it's
what?
It's hysterical. Yeah. It's one of my favorite bits.
Oh, that's so great. Good.
I know we won't remember, but you should try to post that in the comments below later.
Yeah, dude. That would be dope.
I'll
that'd
find
be dope
it. Yeah, that's good.
That would be awesome. All right. What else is this going? Oh, now they're chopping people up?
It's a blow dryer.
Oh, okay. That one I thought was some kind of people.
They gotta dry the skin before they put it on.
John Wayne Gacy.
It dries the skin.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do enough with
on.
John
oh,
Wayne Gacy.
Shit, I forgot.
So that's the sound of John Wayne Gacy specifically drying out skin that he's going to use to wear.
Actually, he didn't wear it. Ed Gein was the one that made. He's the first one to make a human dress out of a dress out of human flesh. Nice. Ed Gein.
The first person. So, did that become, like, a trend for a minute?
There was a few that did it. Leatherface did it.
I mean...
But Ed Gein
killed... What confuses me is I don't know if that's sick and twisted or pretty fucking intelligent.
Ed Gein, like, killed his mother and, like, took... And, like, made, like, the suit to be his mother. Like, Ed Gein's a great, interesting read if you've never... Even they have a movie about it, which is pretty good.
Ed Gein.
It's Halloween, everybody. Check it out.
Yeah. That's Halloween related.
Hey, so next month, is it going to be all like Halloween themed? Because that would be tits.
Yeah, for reals. It's going to be Halloween themed every week next month.
Yeah.
Totally. It's Halloween.
We
got to
dress fucking stupid, though.
Sure. Stupider.
Well, yeah.
I got more sounds. I don't know where this is going. I'm kind of getting scared.
All of a sudden, it turned into just us being serial killers.
What? It sounded like scarier, dry. Oh, we're in the bathroom now.
That's a saw cutting somebody in half.
And look, you can hear. That's like
flushing his teeth down
the
toilet.
No, that's the machine that sucks out all the fat and the guts.
Oh, yeah, all the juices.
After he's done, he's got to clean it all out.
The first one was the drill, just.
Yeah.
Mashing everything up.
Yeah.
You could totally hear teeth jangling
around. It kind of goes through the head.
Well, yeah, he's got to get it down the throat. He's got to get all the stomach fluid out.
Well, no, it starts in the brain.
Yeah, he's sucking everything out. Down. It's got to be a clean kill in the hotel bathroom so he doesn't get it doesn't trace back to him.
Understandable.
I watch a lot of movie, folks. I've seen it.
See, this is why the movie part went in a perfect spot because we're adding bits to the movie right now.
Right.
It's perfect. It's getting writ. Getting writ. Oh, okay. These are the real answers already. The first one was a growling dog. then walking on gravel, then an old-style SLR camera, stirring a cup of tea, pouring water from a bottle, rattling paintbrushes in a tin. How are we supposed to get that baloney?
Is that like, oh, this is like what they really are?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I like what we came up
with. Yeah, ours is way better.
Oh, the one we thought was diarrhea spurts was actually soup being poured into a toilet.
Diarrhea spurts. Same thing. Same
that's pretty
thing.
Good. Pretty
good. And then, yeah, an alarm clock. Walking.
Obviously, the fucking alarm clock. It's still death.
Oh, I was right about Velcro. And, yeah, water down a sink plug hole. Oh, vacuum cleaner was the other one that was freaking me out. Anyway.
Is that it? Is that game over?
That's the sound game, everybody.
That's the sound game.
That's the sound game.
Even though it sounded more like a serial killer game. But hey!
That's what we turn into.
Welcome to the conversation of Greasy.
Back to the Wheel of Wheels. Knocking on wheels. Meditation. Oh, man. Jay's been here for a couple of these. We haven't done this with you yet, Danny. Get ready.
What okay. do you mean? I was here for the first one.
The first meditation?
The first meditation.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The first one.
Okay.
Pre-one, before it was, yeah.
Before it got all lame, back when it was cool. Back when meditation was awesome. So now we're going to do meditation again.
So basically what it is, for those of you who don't fucking know.
So you're relaxed and there's a peach.
There's a peach. No,
you went to YouTube to try to relax like a professional.
Oh, like those 3-hour fucking relaxation.
Yeah, good job. You've got palm trees near you and stuff. Coconuts can fall out of them and crap. And there's sand, but it's not too hot. It's like an okay kind of sand. And you're stepping around in it like a dork and looking at the stupid ocean.
Like a fucking nerd.
And you're really relaxed and shit. And you like it. Also, you like it. So relax and go to sleep.
Get me one of those shirts when you go there tomorrow. Off Rebar? Topic anyway.
No, never wear a Rebar shirt at Rebar because people ask you things. And if you say you don't work there, they look horrified that you would wear the exact same thing.
No, I'm going to get one, but then underneath, I'm going to have Nancy put, like, Greasy Conversation.
Okay, or you could just have people hand you money for things there that they then take. And then you could see them get, like, beat up taking this item.
That would be dope.
That'd be awesome.
Like, yeah, I got you. I never got my drink. Back to meditation.
So after you get beat up at this bar, you totally lie down on the bar floor, and it's really relaxing, and you can hear the rain, and the rain is also made of...
acid.
Acid. Shoot. Relaxing acid.
Like LSD acid, or...
like skinny,
bionic acid?
Skin-eating acid.
Bionic acid.
Your skin melts, and also it looks like your skin's melting because you're on acid.
So it's melting acid.
It's double melt.
It's double LS.
A double melt, right?
Squared.
Oh man, that's so relaxing. I just feel my skin melting off.
But you can see it because
it's a slow relaxing tingle. It's like you're getting a massage, but you're slowly, it's eating through your flesh.
Yeah, but you don't feel it because when it hits you, it numbs it.
Yeah,
so
it feels really good.
It just looks fucking dope.
That is so metal. Man, that's such a metal way to relax. I was going to say cotton candy,
like,
that's not even a liquid.
They're like, how do you know when it's done? I'm like, you'll know.
You'll know. It'll be nothing but bones. Bones. But yeah, like, what if it rained cotton candy also, and it's all soft, but it's like not a liquid, but
it would have to snow.
So cotton, it's like cotton.
Oh!
You couldn't rain because it would dissolve before it got you.
Yeah, it would be like a snow instance then. It'd be like
the snowflakes would be cotton candy,
or like a fog, like a deep thick fog.
Yeah,
snow. Awesome. Yeah, I like that. I can't wait for fucking snow, I'm not gonna lie. Usually I fucking hate, but
you're probably not gonna get it here. I guess.
Well,
you could
obviously not fucking here. I'm fucking the devil's asshole. Well, I'm gonna go find it.
I wish I could make cotton candy as metal as you guys made other stuff.
Yeah, we're better at it than you.
Cotton candy.
That's why I brought you guys on.
That's why you're the host.
ADHD at its ADHD at its finest, right?
For reals. For reals. So now that you're like all relaxed, it's time to be suspended. Get suspended happen to you. Suspended.
So that's, like suspended like with hooks in my back and like knees and shit, right?
So the blood slowly drips out.
Yeah, there we go. You guys are Halloweening it up. That's awesome. Well done.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's what Halloween, yeah.
We're in our last few minutes. Do you guys want to throw out any extra shout outs while I spin some wheels indiscriminately?
Shout out to Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Is Kickstart the name of the flavor?
No, it's actually Mountain Dew's version of an energy drink.
Oh, did they buy Kickstart the energy drink and like moosh them together?
I believe so, yeah.
Or does Kickstart energy drink have a Mountain Dew flavor now?
No, I think they bought them out. It's made with coconut water.
Oh. That's good. That's women love that. Coconut water?
They do.
Yes.
Bitches love it. And bitches love to dance.
With coconut water. Why coconut have face water? About it?
Because I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just making it up as I go.
What's great is I spawned the money.
Shout out to Waz, though, for sure, Waz. Because I totally fucking spaced that we had this today. And he's like, oh, don't forget.
Yes.
Actually, you just sent me the address, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Skirt.
It worked.
But I
success.
Made it. I fucking made it.
You guys.
Shout out to Grease Conversation.
And Ange Kerfoot.
Oh, yeah, and Ange, definitely.
At Rebar. Rebar tomorrow.
It's fucking dope.
Tomorrow.
It's fucking dope.
And Jay has a ton of sponsors. Splatter some of them.
Actually, RadioVegas.rocks is a part of the Great American Foodie Fest all weekend at Sunset Stadium.
Oh, yeah. That Foodie shit looks Foodie weekend. Fest for sure. Check that shit. Hey. So I do got a bit of news. You can actually buy a ticket for $10 for all 4 days.
A Foodie Fest?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only $10 to get your fucking
meal
grub on.
Access. Meal access.
Hell yeah.
50 food trucks.
That's what's
gourmet
up.
Food trucks.
What is it? Just food trucks, or what else is going to be
there's
there?
Live entertainment, carnival rides.
Oh, there, yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuku
we'll
burger.
See you there, Las Vegas.
Fuku burger.
Don't forget to come down. Get your food on. Get your entertainment.
Come on down to Sunset Station. Get your grub on.
Yeah. Sunset Station.
Sunset Station. Do you ever dream about food trucks all over the place? I do. I like that one that looks like a fire truck, but it's on fire because that's ironic, and they serve pizza. Ironic pizza.
I like the alligator tacos.
Oh, wow. Are they regular tacos shaped like alligators, or do they have alligator
meat? It's alligator meat.
Wow. But, like, from the inside of the alligator, not the outside of it, right?
Get you one. I've never really asked.
Get you one. I think we should whisper the whole show. Every time.
Yeah. Just talk real lightly so people have to turn up their volume really loud. And then just leave all that other stuff really loud.
Okay. This is like...
So next week on the show, this is my loud whisper.
Yeah, but the effects are like commercials that are just way too fucking loud.
Yeah.
And you're just like, God damn!
And then you come back, so now we're back.
They got the sponsor by
Spunk Lube.
Dude wipes.
Cold cock whiskey.
Wipe your dude
with your cold cock.
And have a hangover Joe's. Just try not to get whiskey dick.
Because you won't need Spunk Lube with a whiskey dick.
Yeah. Wipe it off. Dude, wipe it off. That's it. We're like done. And next week we're gonna have people talking to you about things that happened from now until next week. Okay. We love you.
Love you guys. Don't forget next week to call in.
To call anybody.
Just call. Just call someone.
Facebook message people near you and comment below. And
across the room from you, Facebook Live,
send me a fax. Fax.